You're listening to SBS News.
The coronavirus pandemic is a defining moment for the world, say some world leaders, as the global number of infections passed 32 million and the death toll approaches 1 million. At the United Nations Security Council meeting, Security General Antonio Guterres urged solidarity and calm.
The pandemic is a clear test of international cooperation, a test we have essentially failed. COVID-19 is casting a dark shadow across the world, but it is also a warning that must spur us to action.
The message of cooperation came as representatives from the United States and China traded allegations. China's ambassador to the United Nations, Zhang Jian, lashed out at the US for its handling of COVID-19.
The United States has been spreading political virus and disinformation and creating confrontation and division. Such practice cannot defeat the virus. On the contrary, it has seriously disrupted the joint efforts of the international community to fight the pandemic. I must say, enough is enough. You have created enough troubles for the world already.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Kelly Craft, expressed her disappointment in the accusations.
You know, shame on each of you. I am astonished and I'm disgusted by the content of today's discussion. I'm actually really quite ashamed of this council. Members of the council who took this opportunity to focus on political grudges rather than the critical issue at hand, my goodness. Moreover, I'm disappointed on behalf of the people you are trying to reach for by squandering this opportunity for political purposes. President Trump has made it very clear we will do whatever is right, even if it's unpopular, because let me tell you what, this is not a popularity contest.
It comes just 2 days after President Donald Trump attacked China, demanding action against them for spreading what he calls the plague of COVID-19 to the world. Meanwhile, African nations have urged the annual gathering of world leaders to adopt dramatic fiscal measures to help economies survive the pandemic. African countries estimate they need almost $140 billion worth of financial support annually for the next 3 years, pointing out it's a fraction of the trillions of dollars some richer countries are using to revive their economies. In the United States, officials in the city of Houston are testing the city's wastewater to detect coronavirus outbreaks. Houston's Mayor Sylvester Turner says workers are trying to identify the city's COVID-19 hotspots to implement measures sooner rather than later.
Since May, this team has tested wastewater from the Houston's 39 treatment plants for the presence of the virus that causes COVID-19. That's because people with COVID-19 shed the virus in their waste, feces, even if they don't have any symptoms.
Studies show that genetic material from the virus can be recovered from the stools from COVID-19 patients. And in the U.S. state of Alaska, despite health concerns, the world's most famous annual dog race, the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race, is still going ahead in early March next year. Iditarod Chief Executive Officer Rob Urbash says it's all about reworking how they've been going about things so far.
We're going through and pressure testing all the various contingencies that can happen, everything from having our own internal surveillance and testing program and protocols, how we travel, how we fly.
The main concern is what to do with the thousands of volunteers and staff needed to stage the race and how to protect them and the village residents. In Scotland, a cluster of 124 new COVID-19 cases have been detected at Glasgow University, forcing hundreds of students to self-isolate on campus. Isaac is one of many who tested positive.
It's not really exactly what anyone wants for the first year of uni, is it? Like, you want to go out, you want to have fun, and you want to enjoy it, but it's an exception this year. Like, everyone's in the same boat and you can't expect you're the one exception to that rule.
University officials believe it started during Freshers' Week, which is a gathering where students celebrate the start of the academic year. In Czech Republic, bar owners in the capital city of Prague have criticised new restrictions which forced them to close by 10 p.m. The move came about after a record daily increase of 3,000 new cases last week. Here's bar patron Peter Bree.
We just came to the bar because we're coming often here, and it's a nice place. Only thing is not really good because we don't have a really good time because everything closing really, really soon right now. So if you try to go to the bar or if you try to have a dinner or something, everything is going to shut down at 10 p.m.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.